I knew him since 1984 personally. It is very sad, but his talent was that he was a master of rhetoric, a master of speech. I don't know any writer who knew better how to present himself with that eloquence that he had. And of course, he also wrote a book, The Trial of Christopher Okibo. Christopher Okibo was an Igbo writer who joined the Biafran War and got killed. So Animas Rui wrote a novel in which he was accusing Christopher Okibo to say, you are a writer, you had no business going to fire guns. You are supposed to be an artist who should observe things from a distance and write. And it was a big controversy, that book.
Some are also saying he was one of the finest Pan-Africanist writers of all time. Would you give him that same compliment?
I'll put him alongside Chekanta Diop, who argued that the world civilization of the earth, human civilization, started in Africa. And he argued so much and he wrote so much about Africa as the source of all the developments which came later, and he went to study hieroglyphics. And Animas Rui fitted in. But of course, his take was that the original religion of Africa was Islam, because he was a Muslim himself. But of course, he did the triple heritage for the BBC, the programs, in which he showed that Africa is both Arabic, both Christian, and also resting on the traditional religions and philosophies of Africa, which were there before Christianity and Islam came.
Lastly, is it not said, though, that he died in exile? He was banished from going back to his motherland after he wrote critical articles against Idi Amin in the Kenyan government.
Yeah, I don't think he was banished. He just chose to leave because the atmosphere wasn't conducive to his intellectual freedom. He left and then he was in high demand in universities in the United States and in the UK. And at home, he would have been teaching at Makerere or Nairobi University, where the president would interfere with his intellectual freedom. So he left when he came to Zimbabwe. And he said, I want to have a place where I can have my intellectual freedom exercised to its maximum.